Welcome in. Today we're doing modal base writing in Jungle in Ableton Live at a beginner-friendly pace. The goal is simple. You're going to write a bass line that feels musical and moody, but still repeats and pressures the groove like proper Jungle. And we're doing it without deep theory and without third-party plugins. We're basically going to build a little vibe grid for our notes, so when you improvise, it still sounds intentional. Then we'll layer a clean sub with a character mid-bass, lock it to the break, and add movement with automation so it feels like it evolves across 8 to 16 bars. Alright, let's set the session up. First, set your tempo to 170 BPM. Anywhere from 165 to 175 works, but 170 is a nice middle ground. Now create three tracks, one for drums, one for bass sub, and one for bass mid. On the master, drop a limiter just as a safety. Set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. Keep the gain low. This is not the make it loud stage. It's just protection while we experiment. Quick teacher tip. Jungle bass writing is way easier when the drums are already looping. So grab a break you like, warp it, get it playing cleanly, and loop a couple bars. Even a rough amen or think loop is fine. We just need the groove to react to. Now the modal part. Choosing your mode. Instead of thinking chords, we're going to think note pool. Two modes are absolute jungle cheat codes. Option A is D Dorian. The notes are D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Dorian is minor-ish because of the F natural, but it has this slightly uplifted, soulful edge because of the B natural. That B is the Dorian fingerprint. Option B is D Phrygian. The notes are D, E, B, F, G, K, B, B, C. Phrygian is darker and more menacing. The EB, the flat 2, is that instant tension note. If you're new, pick D Dorian today. It's forgiving and it sits beautifully in jungle. Here's a super practical Ableton move. Put the MIDI scale effect before your bass instruments. Set it to Dorian, and set the bass to D. Now when you mess around on the piano roll, Ableton kind of fences you into the vibe. Later you can remove it, but while learning, it keeps you winning. Cool. Let's build the bass in two layers. First, the sub. This is the weight. It's supposed to be boring on purpose. On the bass sub track, load operator. Pick the simplest algorithm, basically just oscillator A. Set oscillator to a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit more audible tone without needing distortion, you can use triangle, but sine is the classic clean sub. Now shape the amp envelope. Attack at zero. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain very low, even down to minus infinity, if you want it to behave like short hits. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. What you're listening for is this. It should start instantly, stop cleanly, and not smear into the next drum hit. After operator, add EQ8. Do not high pass the sub. That's a common beginner mistake. If later it gets muddy, you can do a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz. But for now, leave it simple. Then add utility. Set the width to 0% or enable bass mono. The sub must be mono. Every time, clubs, phones, and mono playback will punish wide sub. Now set the level so it feels solid but never clips. Next, the mid layer. This is the part that makes the bass line readable on small speakers and gives it attitude. On bass mid, load wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to saw, oscillator 2 also to saw, and attune them slightly. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go huge yet. Big unison can turn into mush fast. Put a low pass filter on it. LP24 is fine. Set the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. We're going to automate this later, so don't obsess about the exact number. Add a touch of drive if it feels too polite. After that, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. Watch your level. If you're not sure, turn the output down so you're not fooling yourself with louder equals better. Add auto filter for movement if you want a second filter stage, or you can automate the wave-eatable filter. Either way is fine. The point is, the mid layer should be able to open up in the drop. Then EQ8. High pass the mid at about 120 Hz. This is your separation rule. Sub lives down low, mid stays out of that zone. If you need more bite, a small boost somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz can help it speak. Then utility again. You can widen the mid layer, like 120 to 160%, but only after you're sure the tone works in mono. Width is a bonus, not the foundation. Before we write notes, we're going to write rhythm. Create a MIDI clip on the sub, 2 bars long, and loop it. Set your grid to 8th notes first. Here's a classic beginner jungle rhythm that works on a ton of breaks. Put a hit on beat 1. Then put another hit on the end of 1. Put a hit on beat 3. And then add a pickup note just before the next bar starts. Once that's in, add a couple 16th note pickups for energy. Jungle loves that little extra skitter as long as it doesn't fight the snare. Velocity matters more than people think. Make your main hits around 90 to 110. Make your ghost notes and pickups more like 50 to 70. That gives bounce without changing the notes yet. Now we choose pitches from the mode. Since we pick D Dorian, your note pool is D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Here's the coaching shortcut. Don't think whole scale. Think home note plus color note. Your home note is D. D is always safe. Your support notes, your anchors, are A, F, and C. Those will carry most of your bassline. Your color note, the thing that proves it's Dorian, is B. Use it like spice. If you spam it, it stops feeling special. Let's lay down a simple two-bar pattern you can copy right now. Bar 1, D, then F, then G, then A. Bar 2, D, then C, then A pickup E leading back to D. Keep these notes in a tight register. For sub, try D0 to A0 if your system can handle it, or D1 to A1 if it gets too boomy. Jungle bass usually hits harder when it rolls in one pocket instead of jumping all over the keyboard. Now, super important, let the break tell you where to breathe. Solo your drums for a second and listen for the snare, usually on beats 2 and 4. A really clean jungle bass line often feels better when the note ends just before the snare, or when the bass answers right after the snare. It's like call and response with the break. So before you quantize anything, edit note lengths. This is one of the biggest pro tells in jungle, intentional note offs. Try this workflow. Write the notes roughly. Then adjust the note ends so the groove breathes around the snare. Then, if you want, lightly quantize, like 50 to 70%. Not full snap everything to the grid mode. Jungle needs a bit of human lean. Now let's lock the bass to the drums with sidechain, because breaks carry tons of low mid energy and we need space. On both the sub and mid tracks, add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain and set the input to your drum track. Try a ratio between 3 to 1 and 6 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the bass can still punch a little before ducking. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Adjust it to the groove. If it's too fast, it pumps weird. If it's too slow, the bass never recovers. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. When the drums hit, you're not trying to make an obvious EDM pump. You're just carving space so the break stays the lead instrument. Now for the easy win. Modal movement with automation. Your MIDI can stay exactly the same, but the track can still feel like it progresses if your mid layer changes over time. Go to Arrangement View and automate the mid filter cutoff, either on Auto Filter or on Waveitables Filter. In the drop, try this. Bars 1 through 4. Keep it a bit closed and darker. Bars 5 through 8, open it slightly for energy. In the last couple bars, close it again to set up a variation or a switch. This is one of those jungle tricks that keeps repetition exciting without turning the bass line into a melody. Let's do a basic jungle arrangement so it feels like a track, not a loop. Intro, 8 bars, drums and atmos, and tease the mid bass but filtered low. No sub yet, or keep sub very minimal. Drop, 16 bars, full sub plus mid, main pattern. Variation, 16 bars, change one or two notes, maybe add an extra pickup. Switch your breakdown, 8 bars, remove the sub for a bar or two, let the break breathe, then bring it back so it hits like a fresh drop. A really easy variation that screams Dorian is to replace a G with a B once every 2 bars, just once. That little B is like a signature. It tells the listener, yeah, we're in Dorian, without you needing chords. If you want darker, here's a spicy move, a mode flip. Keep the same root, D, keep the same rhythm, but in your switch-up section, move from D Dorian to D Phrygian by swapping E to Eb, and B to BB. That's an instant darker tilt without re-rating the whole bass line. Now a couple common mistakes to dodge while you're working. 1. Too many notes outside the mode. Use the scale effect while learning, it's fine. Later you can turn it off and break rules on purpose. 2. Sub and mid fighting. High pass the mid around 120 Hz and keep the sub mono. 3. Bassline too melodic. Jungle likes pressure and repetition, with small clever changes, not a bass solo. 4. No space for the break. Sidechain and note length fixes are your best friends. 5. Widening the low frequencies. Never widen the sub. If your bass disappears in mono, your mid is too dependent on stereo. A quick check. Put utility on the master temporarily and set width to 0%. If the bass character vanishes, reduce unison or chorus, or add more harmonics before whitening. Optional sound design upgrades if you want extra punch without overcomplicating things. On the sub and operator, try a subtle pitch envelope for a tiny transient thump. Pitch end them out just a little, like plus 3 to plus 10 and decay around 80 to 150 milliseconds. It's subtle, but it helps the sub translate. On the mid, if you want extra talk and width, add chorus ensemble, but only above the sub zone. Put an EQ before it and high pass around 150 to 200 Hz so you're not smearing the low end. Keep the mix low, movement, not wobble. And if you want bite without harshness, try a chain-like saturator, then EQ to tame fizz around 2.5 to 4K if needed, then Ableton app on a mild setting, and then trim again with EQ. That staged approach often sounds bigger than one huge distortion. Now let's wrap with a mini practice exercise you can actually finish today. Pick D Dorian. Write a 4-bar bass line using only D, F, G, A, C, and use B only once if you want. Make two versions. Version 1 is mostly D, F, and A. Version 2 uses the same rhythm, but swap two notes for C and that one B. Automate your mid filter so bars 1 to 2 are more closed, and bars 3 to 4 open slightly. Then export a quick loop and listen on headphones and your phone speaker. If you can still understand the bass line idea on the phone, your mid layer is doing its job. Recap. Modes give you a controlled palette that fits jungle fast. D Dorian is dark and soulful. D Phrygian is darker with more tension. Build bass in layers. Mono sub for weight. Mid for character. Write rhythm first. Then choose notes from the mode. Carve space with side chain and note lengths. Add movement with filter automation and tiny modal color note moments. If you tell me what kind of jungle you're aiming for, like 90s, modern roller, text-to-pish, or liquid jungle, and what break you're using, I can suggest exactly where to leave gaps around the snare and give you a 16-bar note plan that matches the vibe.